We celebrated Jesus ascending into heaven 8 days ago. St. Luke recorded, "Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple blessing God." Jesus Christ is present with his church through his word and sacraments. We believe, teach, and confess that he is at the right hand of the omnipresent Father. Thus, he is also with us physically, though we cannot see him. Finally, our Lord and Savior is with his church through the holy office he bestowed when he sent his disciples to spread the good news of salvation by grace through faith for the sake of his suffering, death, and resurrection to all the earth. This is to fulfill the promise given through Ezekiel the prophet. "You shall dwell in the land that I gave your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God." Today, the church on earth is in God's presence. He calls us to be his people, and has promised that we will have everlasting life in his holy mansions. The land in which we will dwell eternally is like the garden into which our Creator placed the first man and woman. While on earth, we have the opportunity to join with angels, archangels, and all the company of heaven as we gather to hear of God's rich love and mercy, that Jesus died and rose again for our redemption. Please come to Trinity Lutheran Church on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. to hear this marvelous news. May our Lord grant you the peace of knowing your sins are forgiven for Jesus' sake. Amen.